Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Tom Perumian. Fort Bend County commissioners are considering taking power away from the elected county attorney. News 88.7's Melissa Anahe says if approved, the measure would transfer resources and funding from the county attorney's office to a department controlled by the commissioner's court.
The proposal comes as Fort Bend County Attorney Bridget Smith Lawson, a Democrat, and interim County Judge Daniel Wong, a Republican, remain locked in an ongoing legal dispute over Wong's authority to remain in office. Smith Lawson calls the proposal political retaliation that would remove more than half of her staff. Republican Commissioner Andy Myers placed the measure on Thursday's agenda. He says he's had concerns with the county attorney's legal judgment for years. The court leans Republican with a 3-2 split. For the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Melissa Anahe, News 88.7.
The second witness of three to the fatal shooting of Lorenzo Salgado Araujo at the hands of federal agents has been released from ICE detention. According to his legal team, Daniel Tirado Pantoja is out of custody. He was detained shortly after the shooting on July 7th alongside with two other witnesses. Late last month, another witness, Jose Trinidad Rojas Pelego, was released under similar orders from another federal judge. The third witness, Salgado Araujo's brother, Victor, remains in detention. U.S. attorneys have said they will appeal Pelego's release to the Fifth Circuit Court. Taking a check of your weather, we've got a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 97 and a heat index of 107. Ouch. Tonight, also a 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 10 o'clock, and then remaining cloudy overnight with a low of 80 degrees. Right now, we've got 86 degrees and overcast on the UH campus. I'm Tom Perumian.